I'm thinking saying random things are about to be my intro. I don't know. Let's see how it goes. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Restroom Podcast. I'm Oyekosa, your host with the most and mostest. And yeah, we're back again. If somehow you keep coming back to listen, it's definitely about time you subscribe to the podcast and rate it. I mean, like, now you have a more informed opinion of the show, and you can leave a beautiful, honest review. Emphasis on it being beautiful as well. Please leave a nice review. I'm just starting again. So anything positive to encourage your girl would be very, very, very much appreciated. And if you don't have anything positive to say, absolutely no wahala, you know, just keep it to yourself. Please keep it to yourself. When the show blows, you know, you can outpost anything. Please, I'm trying to grow it, like I said, again. So I definitely don't need any discouragement or bad belly. I feel like, you know, there's a way that something gets to like a good point, whereby if you now drop any of your opinion or whatever you think, it's already good at that point in time, or it's already pretty stable at that point in time. So like, nah, I don't care like about the, it's just the way we give like already like grown established companies like bad review. I'm not really sure how that affects them. I mean, customer service is like ultimate, but at that point in time I don't really know how much that affects them. But you know how terrible it would be to get a bad review as a startup, you get. So yeah, please wait till I blow before you drop that. Also, I leave this like question tab-ish. I'm not really sure what it's called, but I shall leave like a tab on Spotify. So you can always like drop a comment or your opinion. Basically anything that shows that you can relate or do not relate, as the case may be. You know, it doesn't have to be that you always agree. So like, I'm looking for a sycophantic audience. I don't know, I feel like that sounds contradictory to what I said before, but I guess you guys understand the balance. Yeah, of course I am not going to just, you know, skim past this week. A lot has happened. Davido lost his son, cars got burnt in VI, and you know, several people died. Yeah, it seems like, you know, we started November heavy-ish. It seemed like a number of these things happened towards the end of the month, and it felt like some happened at the beginning of the month. Basically, just felt like, you know, we started November pretty heavy. I just want to say, like, if social media is becoming a lot for you, it's okay to take a break. You know, don't be more concerned about missing out. We're talking about your health here, so just pause, take a moratorium, stop whatever it is you're doing. Hide if you must, just take a break. These news are a lot. A friend of mine, you know, Toke, she was saying she was almost getting scared at how November started, because it started with a lot of things. And my advice is basically what she said, because she was able to overcome that. And she said that, you know, that it's happening to everybody doesn't mean it would happen to you. It felt like, you know, communal hurts or disappointment, because that OVI stuff could have been like, you know, could have been, don't let me say stopped, but at least the effects could have been reduced if, you know, our first responders, what happened to first responders in Nigeria? Like, first responders don't respond first. We are our own first responders. And that brings me to like the next thing that I want to say. If people are going through something terrible, or maybe there's a fire, there's an accident, Nigerians, understand that that's not the point, or that's not the time to start filming. I know you feel like you or gist, or you like ought to report. It's not the time to bring out your phone and record and start saying, hey, the government has failed. We know that the government has failed. We know this thing. That's not the first time. But that's not the time, rather. Offer help. Like, literally, we are all we have in terms of offering help and quick response and all these things. Our rapid response services we all know that it's terrible. They do not respond rapidly. I think it was one time that I heard that it's been a while, though I can't remember if that's what they still do. Something happened in an area and they called firefighters, and firefighters were like, hey, they should send money to buy fuel. And like, point is, we are literally all we have. If we as per all we have are now doing, like, I don't know. I heard about this guy that died, Rico from Big Brother, that apparently by the time they dropped him at the hospital, nurses were making videos first. What happened to helping administering whatever was supposed to be administered at first? Then somehow, maybe if you now feel like you want to give gist, then record, which you shouldn't, because there is client's confidentiality. What happened to ethics in... Another thing I noticed this week was how, you know, very, very unsympathetic people can be. Nigerians only know how to say Eya. That's like the crux of our sympathy. It comes with Eya, then plenty, plenty. Oh, you should have, you shouldn't have, you should have, you should have. I saw a post where somebody used, the picture of the post was this pool cover, right? And maybe something about, oh, it's pool cover is not cheap or something. The caption, the person now tagged Davido and his family, or basically just share tagged Davido in that post, right? Now wrote, oh, I sympathize with the entire Adeleke Kiriko Kiriko. After you've already used pool cover, I'm like, first off, we understand that Davido has money. I do not want to believe that he does not have a pool cover in this house. And if he did not get a pool cover in this house, well, he sure did not get it, you know. That is not the time to start telling them they should have gotten a pool cover, or they shouldn't have left the house. How can you even say that as a parent? Which person in Nigeria has not trusted their child, be it with a domestic staff or be it with some form of family or neighbor? This is the country whereby we leave our children with our neighbors and we go out, because I mean, it's what we do, you know. This is not other countries that you get a babysitter or something. You trust your parents with your kids, you trust your neighbors with your kids, you trust your friends with your kids. It's just what we do. Your friends trust you with their kids. It's just what we do. This is not the time to say, oh, they shouldn't have traveled. Anywhere you go, I carry my children, I don't trust anybody. This life, evil will show you. Pepe and fire and brimstone will show you. This is not the time to start saying all the things. I know you are an excellent parent. You do stellar parenting, but keep the nonsense to yourself, because if you were in their shoes, and I know your immediate response is, God forbid. Yes, God forbid, but still, if you were in their shoes, would you, like, if somebody came and the person was just telling you at the point of your grief, at the beginning point, not the latter part, at the point of your, the very point of your grief, that, oh, you should have bought a pool cover, oh, you should not have too many nannies, oh, you should have too many nannies, you don't travel with your children, travel with your children, drop them with your parents, drop them with your siblings, and just be saying rubbish. And the crazy thing is, people were tagging them in the post. All I can say is, what a shame, because when I was looking at people that was just saying all this nonsense, I was like, hey, Ikule Abiamo, hey, you make me, somebody give birth to you like this, and this is all, like, this is literally all you have to do. Like, please, I don't want my podcast to be one that, you know, we always start on a very dry that we start on a dry or disheartening note. So, to the exciting part of my week, my baby cousin had a photo shoot, and it was one of, like, the cutest things ever. I learned that children photography, wow, is work, shegidi, like, big, strong work, right? I got to my aunt's house around, like, past one, and I met the photographer there, right? I left around past 8, and because it wasn't, like, too far from my house, so I could just leave around that time, basically. I left around past 8. By the time I was calling just to check and be sure that everything was okay, the photographer left there around past 9. So technically, he spent like over 8 hours at our place, or my aunt's place rather. That's not now it, because he left his house before past one that I got there and met him. So let's say he left his house around 12-ish, it was getting there past one, and he left your place around past 9, meaning it was getting there, or let's say, meaning he was getting to his house rather around, let's say, past 10 or 10 o'clock, let's say, traffic, there was no traffic, I'm just being nice, this guy spent 10 hours putting like 10 hours of effort into that, and I know for sure that if it was adult photography, it would have never been like that. I mean, for adults, there's a way you just 2 hours max, even if you're or three, that's people say you're even changing, doing plenty outfits because you already know your poses, or you would, if we say, oh, do like this, you do like that. It is the baby, like a one month old, he didn't understand. He would be cranky, he would sleep off, he would eat, he would wake up, diaper change. And the guy had to wait. Like, literally, the guy had to wait. It was just a lot. I mean, it was just a lot. With that said, please pay your photographers well. They do work, because I saw this guy do serious, serious work. I just think that it's going to never be me. No matter how cute you are, it's going to never be me. You're not taking this much of my time, my dear. I'm not your parent. So today's gist, I believe you can already see what it's about. I have a feel of what it's about from the title. We are talking about social interactions, particularly friendships. Now, I say this topic drives a little bit close to home. Anyway, like most of my topics, like the last three episodes, have sort of shared, but like this one is a bit more about me. Contrary to popular opinion, I'm not a social butterfly. I'm an ambivert. So, meaning depending on the crowd, I adjust. My mom has had to learn. I had to learn a lesson the hard way. She doesn't force me anywhere again, because if you do, I'll definitely be a total bore. Like, it's so bad, like it would be very, very bad, that she'll be the one to say, oh yeah, let's go. And it's not because I'm doing this intentionally. I'm like, you know what, because you forced me, I'm going to show you. I just don't know how to feign interest. I can't lie that I want to be here. I can't even pretend I want to. My face gives it away, my body language gives it away, everything gives it away. At the same time, if I like where I am, nah, me go first dance. It's not hard. Like, it is me that will be the first person to get up and dance. I'm not shy. And so, because I'm a beautiful dancer, it's just, if I'm feeling it, I'm feeling the crowd, like, what the heck? Let's just dance and have fun. And if it's a party and the DJ now makes sense. Oi, baby, low key. I'll be the first person to spray. This is another reason why I know that it's not be hard for me to manifest my Yoruba auntie persona by the time correct money enters my hand. It is me that will be up and down enjoying myself. I'll be up and down enjoying myself, right? Me not being a social butterfly also means that my friendship circle is pretty small. If not because of God, it is literally a dot. No radius, no diameter, just one dot, one period. And growing older showed me that it's not like it's getting bigger like that, right? So now, make matters worse, most of my people have jackpot and moved on to, you know, they moved on to other countries. In fact, one will be leaving most likely before the end of the month again. Now, these are the people that if I were to, you know, hang out, I would love to hang out with, or I would just consider hanging out with. So that it doesn't even look like, okay, it was just, okay, greener pastures that ripped me off my friendships. While we're still, like, all still in Lagos, we hardly even saw. Because everybody was up to something, and we did not even imagine that it was going to get worse, in quotes. The time we, like, hung out together, last time, that was after uni, was 2020. And it wasn't even all of us, because one of us stays in Abuja, so that was, like, almost impossible. 2020 was, like, the heart of COVID, and all. So it was like, it was a sleepover at Lamy's apartment then. And the next time we got out was at a wedding. And you all know how weddings can be. We all saw a night before. We're excited to see each other. AI, kisses, kisses. Everybody went to bed because we were all tired. By 4, we were up doing our makeup, getting dressed. Basically, like, it just kind of went. Now that a number of us are in different parts of the world, I can't even say again, you know, those in the same country are almost like different time zones, and those in the same state are like are in different parts of different states. Those in Lagos, we might not even necessarily, because most of the people, like my people, stay on the island. I'm still the only one that stays on the mainland, right? And you know how commuting in Lagos can be. Traffic will first of all show you, you'll be very discouraged at the end of the day. You'll be asking yourself, why did I come out to send me? This friendship really was it. All these things just, you know, have me worried with the way the whole dynamics is. And the vital part, you know, of meaningful connection, I noticed is missing in most friendships these days. You're in the same stage, you can't see because you live in different parts, work has to be done. You now know that, okay, somewhere in your future, you have to move out of the country. Then you now move out of the country, making it almost impossible to have that. So what do? We rely on video calls and FaceTime and every other thing that we know to do, voice notes, sending messages, all that, and all. And, you know, things like this are very funny because if it's in the same country, bad as it bad, Nigeria only has one time zone, right? So I know that if I send you a message, you should respond depending on how work is or what you're doing at that point in time. If I send you a message and let's say I really need you, you're in another country, I cannot be angry because if you are on a different time zone, I probably have to wait 5 hours, 6 hours. Or if it's good, I'll wait maybe like 1 hour depending on maybe the time of the day that I sent the message, right? So this, I don't know how great I would say that relationships are these days, because let's say I need you at that point, like I need you at that point, I have to wait it out. I have to wait it out till you wake up. And you know, there's a way when you wake up, depending on when you even wake up, you will take time to boot. You on the other side, I mean, I'm waiting on, you will take time to boot. And this day, how is it going to be? How is it not going to be? Depending on what you are even facing to. So by the time you not even choose to reply me or have time to reply me, don't let me say choose, so it doesn't look like you're slacking. But by the time you even have time to reply me or you're in a good state of mind to reply me, it may not carry weight. I noticed that this new Johnny Joel song, How Are You, this is a lot of people can relate to it. And I discovered it was because I feel like it's something that we're all facing one way or the other. I'm a Johnny Joel fan. I love Johnny Joel. And I know it's not like Nigerians really appreciate this kind of music, right? Quick segue. There's a Johnny's Room Live coming up November 13th. And if you're listening and you love to go with a partner, please let me know. Of course, I'm not paying. And I just did feel advert for Johnny Joel, but I mean, it's Johnny Joel. Anywho, I kept wondering why people were, you know, really like into the song, because I know Nigerians and Gbedu are 5, 6, 7, and literally every other number after that, they keep following each other, right? That's like Afrobeat is our thing, beat is our thing. Now, this song is not really the beat or anything. I now come and find out why it's because all of us, summer, had seen communal shege as regards our friendships, you know. It was something that I feel like we could relate to, and we could relate to at this particular point in time. You know, someone you know or really like is leaving and you're happy for them. In fact, you don't even think about it like, oh, you're leaving, so I'm alone or something like that. It's probably after they've left and you're at home every other Saturday eating plantain chips and wondering how a hot cake like you is not in the street, stop in America. You know, at the very least, bad as he bad, they're supposed to be disturbing your area. But that's not happening because you look around and you're not even sure how to meet up or to organize how to meet up, especially if you are in Lagos. Then you start singing to yourself, Koya koma gbele ju, but it's too late because you are already gbele in ju. This one is, I feel like with the tone of my voice, you can relate to it because this is me. This is me. Everything I've said now is me. It's me. I saw this thing a while ago and I can't remember where. I was just, you know, paraphrase. He said that we've never been so connected as a world before, as much as we are connected right now. But at the same time, we've never been so distant. And it makes total sense. I love what mobile communication is doing and what it has done for us. I love what social media is doing, right? I can't imagine myself writing letters and waiting 2 to 3 months for a response. And if your mail now goes missing, well, it has gone missing on here. You know, but at the same time, it's still painful that this is all that we have. Or worse off, might ever get from some relationships. There's some relationships that you already give up that night. I may never see this person again. You know, if the person goes to the US or the person goes to Canada or somewhere, they still hope. You know, they still hope. But Russia, which other country? I don't know, but it's just Russia that's coming to my mind. Russia, it just seems like you've chosen to leave. It's not just that you're moving, it seems like you've chosen to leave. If you move to Russia, it just feels like you've chosen to leave, because there's a very high chance I'm not really gonna go to Russia. First off, it's cold. I didn't really like cold like that. Number two, like, why so far? You know, why so far? It's now showing that this our social life is not really socialing. It's not really socialing. Like, we have friends, but off the top of your head, and it seems like maybe what I'm saying is relating more, like, it's more inclined to the Jack Ma community. But, you know, let's even say you're in the same state with a friend. Like, think about it. You have friends. I know a number of people have friends. At least these days, people have, like, up to, like, 300, 200 people on their contact list. Let's say, like, 50 of those are your G's. Let's say, like, 20 of those are your, like, correct G's. Let's say, like, 10 of those are, like, your current G's that you definitely love to hang out with. How, out of those 10 G's, how many of them are within, like, your immediate environment? And I'm not saying maybe, like, stay in the same local government, but, like, within, like, a space that you know that you can quickly just see them. How many of them do you even see every other day? Whatever the answer is, I feel like you see my point here, right? You see my point here. It's just sad that this thing is not... And I don't know, maybe because every other day we speak. And I know that it's easy to say, oh, every other day we speak. And most of this, my friendships, every other day we speak. I send you memes, you send me memes back. I send you a voice note, you chat, we see something, we talk about it. And sometimes, you know, you people are like, this Saturday, let's all jump on a video call, let's talk, let's share what's going on and all. But maybe it's also over-reliance on that, because I know that at the end of the day, if I'm not able to see you, I can always talk to you, I can always hear your voice and all. Relationships before now, before this whole social media and calls and every other thing we could do, you had to send mails, and once the person was around, you would travel, or even maybe the person was close by the next date, you would do all you could to just find time to go and see them, because you know that by the time this person goes back to Zamfara, wherever they are coming, it's over again. It's literally over again. So I don't know, we're connected but we're distant, and it's painful for me. Like, I love hugs and I want to touch you, and I just really like hugs, especially when you're like my person. It's just amazing, but I know I can't get that from you right now. I can't see you, I can't be in the same space. I don't even know when I'm gonna have that with you again. Having a social life is an active part of, like, living a healthy life. It's not just food and exercise and all. But this is our social life that is not our social in. I don't know. Apart from friendships, even like in sibling relationships, and like for in my case, two of my siblings don't stay in Nigeria currently, and I haven't seen them in like 5 years. My older sister, she used to smell like oil. I don't know. She used to like use oils on her body and just use oils. But she used to smell like oils and, you know, perfume. And her perfume used to be rich, you know, with some really sweet undertones. I don't know what she smells like again. My brother used to smell like boy. That one just used to smell like boy. I don't know what that means, but I feel like it smelled like a boy, whatever that meant. Now, I don't know. My best friend growing up is married now, and although we live in the same state, in fact, we live like 20 minutes drive away, I don't see her as much. So maybe it's not really because people are moving out of the country, or maybe people around you are just, you know, moving on to other things. It might just be the bane of adulthood. I don't know. But one thing that I'm trying to do these days is, you know, people that are within me, like, oh, I say within me, people that are around me, I stay farther a bit than where I stay. I try to see them based on what I can do. I have a friend, Bola, she stays alone on the island, which is far from where I stay, because I stay on the mainland. I try to visit her like every other 3 months or so. I'll sleep over so that we can catch up and just, you know, just enjoy it. A friend of mine, let me just say special shout out to Wally, because he still stays close and once in a while tries to come visit me. And when he comes, he used to bring yogurt. Wally, you are a G. You know, it's just people like that just help relieve this whole thing a bit. So I'm trying my best in the small way that I can to see the people that I can. And just, I know that every 3 months is still not a good time frame, but, you know, at least I'm trying what I can here. I'm putting in effort. It makes sense now why every other day is like a new social media app. I'm very sure it's because there's a huge need for it as well. What I do not understand on the other hand is why there are a lot of fintech companies springing up in Nigeria these days. That is not the only problem we need tech to help us solve, guys. That is not the only problem. spending, like, keeping in touch with most of my people as well would require effort. I know that I say that, okay, I have to, you know, visit a number of people. I try to visit a number of people as much as... No, it's not, don't let me say a number of people. I think it's only Bola that I do. I think she's the only one. What I now do and spend more on is spend more money on a lot of data plans, because that's one of the ways that I can keep in touch with the people that are my people that are outside the diaspora. Now, very quickly, I don't know if it's only me or maybe it's Airtel in Gowon Estate. Airtel's network has been bad. Not just that, their data plans, the prices have increased, and I feel like the tariffs have increased as well. So you're spending more money on data, but the rate at which they are deducting it is higher now, and the network is terrible again. I do not understand. Like, we are, it's just like we're just paying for terrible service. Airtel. I mean, maybe somebody should come and buy you people again, because I noticed that it is at the beginning stage where somebody has bought them that their efficiency is top notch. It's been a while we've stuck with Airtel. Another person should come and buy them because I'm already tired. Another thing that chops my data, apart from keeping in touch with people, is all these people too that post about love on Instagram. By the way, I'm contemplating deleting that app because coming up there is just, it's annoying. Someone cannot just come there in peace. It's also love. That's also love them they do. Is that why we send you people to school? I took a poll on my Instagram that if I chose to delete IG because of all these lovey-dovey things that I'm doing, would that make me a hater? Most of the people voted yes. Guess the people that voted yes, my friends that were obviously in a relationship, of course. A singleton like me would understand my pain. Because if people have man and woman, you will not hear words. But no problem. First to do know the pain. That's just all I have to say. Back to what we were saying on this episode. I don't know how to sort this thing out, of this lack of social interaction. But I'll say that until we sort it out, especially amongst adults, we'll continue to appreciate video calls. Please check up on your friends. I know everybody's going through it, but please, please, please check up on them. Particularly those that have been quiet or those that look like they are not going through anything, e.g. someone like me. As I am, please check up on me. I just want a hug, money, and a water gun. In fact, if you do not... If you don't have money to send or you don't send money, wait, what am I saying? Please send money. Send money, send money, send money, send money in Jesus' name, blue powder. Point is, I want the water gun the most out of everything else that I mentioned, right? I've been meaning to buy a water gun, but I haven't seen those big ones that are, those big ones that have like full force, full ejecting force. Sadly, I've had to improvise with my hairspray bottle. The problem now is my sister has refused to play with me. I just sounded like a baby. I sound like a 5-year-old. If you're looking for a water gun sparring partner, I'm down. I'm very much down. I don't want to say this real quick. People are not taking me seriously, and I want to address that here. People are not taking me seriously. If you have plans for December, or if you need... I keep saying it that I'm trying to book my December in advance, and I know what I'm saying because I'm trying to curate the events that I want to go to December. I'm saying it that if you have plans December, or is it that people don't have plans? If you have plans in December, please reach out to me, especially if you're a baller. I really want to go out this year because it's me that know the thing that my eye has seen, and I want to end the year with a bang. So please, please, please reach out to me. Reach out to me. I really want to enjoy this end of the year. But nobody is reaching out to me. Is it too early? Because I'm planning so that I know the kind of people that I'm going to say yes to, and I know the kind of events I'm going to go with, the kind of people that I'm going to say yes to. But nobody is reaching out. Are we not excited that the year is coming to an end? Are we not happy that we're about to move into something new with 2023 or what? I don't know. But please, if you have plans for December, or if you think you'll be having plans, let me start there first. We are taking the baby steps. If you think you'll be having plans for December, please, and please just reach out to me. Thank you very much. Yeah. I guess that wraps up this episode. Thanks for listening, guys. Once again, rate, review, subscribe, share with everybody. I'm really hoping on the next episode that I get a guest. And the person I'm thinking of, once again, is not in Nigeria, but we'll see how that will work. So, yeah. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the week. Share on whatever platform that you're getting this, or wherever you get your podcast from, be it on Spotify, Apple, Google, Anchor, anywhere. Please share, like, and yeah. Of course, use the question tab or whatever that stuff is on. I think it's on Anchor and it's on Spotify as well too. So use it and I'd like to hear back from you guys. You can always reach out to me on Instagram @mode_. Oh, shall we? I forget my handle. At @mode_mhode_. Till the next episode. Hasta la vida, guys.